The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the freshly shaven and powdered crotch of Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joined by my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez. We've got Chewbacca in the house. Back in the studio as usual, we've got Dogwater Dick and Nate the Intern. In studio, we've got Adam, Lynn, and Misha from Tempo. They're all right.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That started really good, that shaved fucking crotch bullshit.
Yeah.
Let's do another
totally
take.
Where we are. I mean, you blew it midway through, but the beginning was phenomenal.
Thanks. Yo, when you don't draw attention to these things, we can just move on. Remember?
I wanted to give credit where credit is due.
I think people would have noticed that one, though.
We always do that.
How are you folks doing this week?
Fucking great. Little say. Hey, you guys want to turn the air conditioner off in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to be the bearer of bad.
Yeah, it's getting really cool. Are you wieners, dude? Really cool.
I'm wearing a tank top.
This is our first summer episode. I forgot all about the routine.
Exactly, our first summer episode.
Oh, it is.
Is the overhead fan off?
Yes, it is. And immediately the room gets warmer.
Just wait. I love this shit.
I just farted.
Yeah, soon these shirts are coming off.
Whatever. And pants.
So, I want to just say a big shout out to Ron and Kelly who got married this weekend.
Ron and Kelly!
Yeah.
Fuck, that was fucking funny shit, dude. Oh, my God.
They're awesome people.
Everybody got to play, right? Fucking Nick played and Daryl played and fucking, that was so rad.
Well, Mikey sang with me.
Mikey sang.
Riku got to hang out and dance with
a
bunch of young kids.
Jesus, we played Rock and Roll Baby in the back.
Yeah, nice. for warm up before anybody was there. And as soon as Nick started playing it, I'm like, I know this. What is this?
No, I actually played it with Riku in the back with the kids. We're back there. So she's all, can we play my song? I'm okay, let's go.
But what she does, but what you guys didn't know is before any of you were there, we were rocking out to that song.
Yeah,
like when it was just us alone. That was part of the sound check.
Awesome.
This could be the summer hit.
Yeah,
I think so too. You know,
feel good hit of the summer.
Yeah.
I like it.
Cocaine.
But it was a good time. Beautiful ceremony. Good to see my buddy Ron and Kelly. Well, I've actually worked with her on her website for a long time, and we just never met in face to face.
How far out?
All is good on that front.
Yeah. Where was the wedding at?
The Grove.
Oh, yeah, I've been
on
there.
On Foothill Road.
Yep. Yeah.
Very nice place.
Yeah.
Foothill Road. That sounds like somewhere out of the Shire.
It's kind of shirey.
It's really not.
It's on the edge of town.
It's really nice.
Where the wee folk live. No, it was a really nice place. It was a fun thing. We saw a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. And met a whole bunch of new friends.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ron's little brother.
Open bar, dance a little bit.
Yeah, open bar definitely is a different experience.
Fist fights or anything?
No.
That's good.
And if there was, we wouldn't talk about it.
Did you take home a beautiful bridesmaid?
We would definitely not do that.
Right.
All right.
And it got to meet fucking...
Speaking of fist fight, I did make Ron an offer of...
cashing in
on the old pop to my chin there that I owe him. And he chose to keep that gift wrapped to save the unwrapping for a later time.
Hey, right now, while you're wearing nice clothes in front of your bride's family for the first time, do you want to hit me in the face?
No, come on. No, you guys, this is Ron. Ron's first reaction was legitimately... None of these people would have any idea of what was going on. That would be awesome.
You're such an asshole, dude.
Yeah. You would be escorted off the premises.
That would give them all a story. Mm-hmm.
for this wedding reception.
What, everything, a wedding is great for what goes wrong, not for what goes right. Right. You know? That's what makes it
I've
awesome.
Seen some real shit shows at weddings before, yeah.
The best.
The highlight of mine was flipping off Rick in the middle of the street as he drove away.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Yeah.
Yeah. I came around the corner hearing the immortal words, because Rick is a motherfucking faggot! And like, not faggot in the nice way.
Totally.
Faggot in the I hate you way.
Yeah. It's all about context, Rory. That was very nice.
And by the way, I just want you to know, you cannot fuck mothers and be a faggot, I think.
Well, you can.
Faggots fuck
fathers.
You've been known to bat for both leagues.
You know, that's true. I was a faggot in a you know, you can't rub the gay off your dick with a vagina. It just doesn't work like that.
You have tried.
Damn. Yeah, never heard a cooler quote. That's like...
Right. So yeah.
You can't rub a dick off your vagina.
You know,
well,
you often think that.
Fuck, then?
With really really hoary fucking feminine acting guys who bang a lot of chicks, like you can't, no matter how many vaginas you slide that in, you're not going to rub the gay off it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Unless you were just kidding.
When you hear of people being cured of homosexuality, you're like, but they were already homosexual before, so technically they are still...
Cured.
Yeah. Maybe they're cured, but they also fucked guys.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so they're still gay in that sense. Yeah, whether they've renounced it or not.
Suck one cock.
Yes.
Cock
no, all you like.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, so that's it. You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll never not be
But
gay.
Congratulations on being cured. Well.
Right, well, you know...
Yeah.
You know, a bang chicks. Didn't make me any straighter.
No.
You know,
how did we get right into gay this week?
I'm so sorry. I'm sure. I don't know, but I'm sure it's my fault.
What the fuck? That's because Rick is a motherfucking faggot.
Oh, right. Weddings. That's right. Weddings.
That's right. Because
right.
Rory yells at me.
Yeah. Rory quotes. Yeah.
We have been doing coke for days. And,
yeah.
You know, it was, we were all
time.
Raw.
It's very romantic.
It was a time.
It was an awesome time.
But then we made up as soon as after the honeymoon was over.
Right. And now, we came back in town early, and I apologized to you. And then three of us went out somewhere for the day and, like, just hung out, and it was cool.
Totally. No, it's like a brother-sister thing.
What went wrong at your wedding, Chewy?
Nothing at all, man. My wedding was awesome.
No, that means it sucks. Something has to go wrong for it to be memorable.
It was a nice day.
No, they've got like this normal, happy life.
That's all you got?
No, really. Nick was there. It was a nice wedding.
It was
really
everything.
Simple, and we had a good time, and our friends were there, and our
families
were there.
No feedback on a mic or somebody.
No.
I was just,
nice. No, but one friend of mine was smoking that Pep Spice, that fake weed.
Yeah.
Was trying to smoke that with my wife's cousins from Iowa. That were underage and stuff, and he was kind of acting a little bit inappropriately.
It's not even real drugs. It's
and
fine.
Actually, there was another friend of mine.
There it is, and it
there
is.
You go.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's in your head.
Trouble.
Just the thing.
Oh,
that...
Nick.
Yeah.
Nick, your first wedding.
Oh.
I was there.
Yeah, somebody stole the purse. The money that people gave us, like when we were dancing.
Really?
So,
no shit.
Yeah. Your very first wedding?
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
The thing I do remember from your wedding, though, is do you remember, like, it was windy and the first bridesmaid stepped out and and everybody looked around and stared at her and her dress fucking flew up over her head.
Awesome.
I will never forget. I don't remember anything else
what?
From the wedding, but that moment was fucking funny as shit. Right. And that poor girl. It's like the most embarrassing thing ever, but that's what I remember.
It's like a scene.
Do you remember that? Am I thinking
movie.
Of a different wedding? That was you. Right?
I remember jumping in the pool and getting kicked out of the motel. The whole wedding party jumped in the pool with gunshot liquor.
Hell yeah.
I had a great time. And then later on, we got out of the pool and my sister had, you know, after we couldn't find it, my sister found it in the women's bathroom. And I know it wasn't her because she was like, fucking 12 or something. I don't know.
Oh, dude, you can buy a lot of Hello Kitty shit with that much money.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It's true.
And she's just not that way, but I think it was a lady. I don't know who it was, but that was the most fucked up thing that happened to me.
That would be sweet, though, if you were a guy to hide it in the women's bathroom after you stole it. That would throw everybody off the trail.
I don't remember anything really going
That's
bad
deep.
In my second wedding.
Maybe
dude,
it was
we're talking
Rick.
Another level right now.
Bad shit came later. So.
I was
you
there.
Might be
it could have been me.
Might be right,
I was
Rick.
Doing meth back then, too. I mean, I was so... Who knows?
Gross.
Yeah.
I remember having a lot of...
As an after effect of the
I went to a lot of weddings back when I was on meth, too.
It was great.
as a retroactively bad thing
back
that happened
when I was
at
on
the wedding this weekend, Riku woke up the very next morning at 5:30 in the morning telling me, Daddy, I'm sick. I don't think I can go to school. And then I hear her, the pitter-patter of her little feet running away to the bathroom. And, yeah, she ate too much fruit the night before, evidently, and just had a whole lot of it that wanted to come up in the morning.
Oh, my God. Whoa. So she was puking fruit? What? Fruit doesn't do that to you, really?
Oh, when you have a belly full of it.
When it's that kind of fruit that's been soaked in vodka all day, it is.
No, it was
not.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
No, but really, she ate, she ate handfuls and handfuls of berries, dude. Like, and that just like it just
like
didn't
from
digest.
A bush
or no off the dessert the table plate and it's all sugar
found
and
all
sweet.
These berries on a bush
berries will fuck you up
so fruit's bad for you.
I'm sorry, Riku. I hope you feel better.
Me too.
Princess bombs forever.
She had a bunch of steak today. She's good.
Nice.
Cool.
That's how you fix that
counter fruit with steak.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Good girl.
My dad abides.
Yep. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's actually talk to the band here. Tempo. We've got Adam.
Hey. Adam from the Canes, right?
Our good
and
friend
from Adam Springob. He's been on our show what, 3 or 4 times now?
Five,
like a
five
million.
He
just came.
He's
in
into that. Like he's hangs
actually,
out.
Actually, I've never been here before.
Yeah, no, fucking Adam just comes in and is like, yeah, set your shit up over there and put that over there and we're gonna and all, yeah. Doesn't even say hi. And,
oh yeah, great. Misha, this is Rick. Rick.
And then Glenn, a recent guest but longtime friend of the show, Glenn Osborne.
Last time Glenn was here, we had a porn lady and a drag queen.
What? Transgender porn.
Oh, yeah, right? Transgender porn.
And then you had
escape
Helena.
Artist
Helena.
Mentalist. Yeah. Oh.
Helena. She did a
That was hard. That was a rough show.
Right.
I don't think drag show mentalism translates well to podcast.
On a podcast
medium. Exactly. It
did
was
you
awful.
Have a bunch of pictures where like all the pictures the magician act thing?
No, not really. Mm-mm. That would have been good. But
it was all audio. It was
a bunch of pictures.
It was,
yeah, it's hard to make card tricks come across on the podcast.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
not,
Adam
it
was telling
was
when
amazing.
I when he asked
there's
me.
There's already enough whoas and haws.
And you can hear like pages flipping and stuff, cards.
The theater of the mind, you ingrates.
Now we know, but it was very nice people.
And then also in the other room, we've got drummer Misha. How you doing, brother? Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, bored by myself.
I bet you are. That's what you get for being a drummer. Next life, pick a real instrument.
Yeah, that's what I gotta do.
Misha, I'm not in the room either. It's hard to be by
instrument.
Yourself.
Yeah,
like
wait,
me.
What the fuck?
You guys could cuddle.
Yeah.
We're across the house from each other.
Cuddle with your eyes.
All right, just send Nate out there to cuddle with him.
Yeah, Nate, go cuddle with the drummer.
So
yeah, we do have an intern to keep you company if you like.
So Rick's alone except for the intern that's hanging out right next to him.
Hey, he's looking at his phone. It doesn't even count.
But he's not allowed to speak, remember?
That's
so
right.
yeah, it doesn't count.
It's very true.
Yeah. No.
How is Nate the intern? Is he still breathing?
He gave me a thumbs up.
Me all sure. Right. All right.
So
we're gonna.
Oh, so what's up with the band?
We're going to have something for him to do play here music. In the future after that whole balls on my chair incident a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, and
ago.
He licked your cup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What's
yeah, he put
it's
his
been sterilized since,
on my
though.
Cup.
Huh?
Still.
Damn,
still.
Shit, it's gotten crazy, huh?
We're going to have another little walk-on pyramid.
Yeah.
And a new Nate video featured on the podcast.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
On Pyramid Highway.
That could be an option.
Ass piss?
I'm thinking sandwich
butt
board
squirt?
Time.
Butt squirt?
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll see.
You would have blown Dave Richards.
Oh. Ouch.
No. Sandwich board that on both sides literally says N-word.
No.
No. Like N - W O R D.
Yes, correct.
Right, okay.
N word. Literally.
How about ninja?
No.
Or Klingon.
Whoa.
What?
Cork.
What?
No.
That's Don Geronimo Code.
Cork was my favorite N-word. Star Trek character.
Terrible ideas.
No. You're horrible, Rick.
I am.
You're horrible for listening to that show.
I am. I shouldn't listen to Don Geronimo show on the Realm Network. Don Geronimo show.
Buzz burping.
$10 a month. The greatest show in the world.
Okay. Anywho,
this next portion of the show, which I hope is going to be a song by Tempo here, is brought to you by our fine sponsors at Reno Computer Fix. You can find Reno Computer Fix on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. Check in with Michelle, Ian, or Justin, or any one of their qualified and fun, exciting staff.
guys are really sponsored by that?
Reno Computer Fix.
Oh, yeah. They are our longtime sponsors.
They're the ones that bought all this badass equipment we have.
If you go in and mention the podcast, they'll help hook you up. Say, hey, I heard about you guys on the podcast. You'll get a little bit of a little knockoff, a little discount, a little extra special. They'll put something on you didn't ask for, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm always about a deal.
They'll know that you're one of them because they all listen to
exactly.
You. Hi, fellas.
Hi, guys.
Can we smoke
and
in
gals?
Here?
No,
no.
Quit smoking in here. No. Mm-hmm. Quit smoking.
Not around the microphone.
Get a fucking e-cigarette.
That's right.
Sit up straight. Better posture.
That's where the mic is, man. That's why I put the mic.
Okay, right. Intern or Rick, come fix the mic.
Intern.
I have to man the sound.
And bring an ashtray.
No.
Right. Smoking.
No smoking around the microphone.
Bring an ashtray. I wouldn't do that.
So play faster, so we get done quicker.
Looks like he's kind of got the microphone himself.
You guys are brand new.
Yeah, let's hear a song from you guys. You guys have been around. How many shows have you played?
We saw you at Mary Anarchy this year.
One right now.
Well, overall, though.
Well,
yeah, I think we got
roll with it.
All right. Mary Anarchy 2014.
Was that?
This is kind of an older song that we kind of were digging when we got together.
Was that your first show?
No, we played about 4 or 5 shows here in Reno Sparks and South Lake and Carson City next in a couple weeks.
We had a lot of fun the other weekend.
Oh, at Marion Arcade.
Cool. Yeah, no, I like seeing you guys. It was great.
Thanks for having
us. Excited to see
great.
You guys play again
like
here.
Mm-hmm.
I
want to
play the
music.
Big room
yeah.
there. I think that
dude,
would be
let's
fun.
Play the big room.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah, oh, shit.
We seeing Black Flag in there fucking Saturday
yeah.
was
when
rad.
When Black Flag was in there and it was full of people, did it sound better?
It sounded pretty good, but I had earplugs in.
Oh,
but it does have a loud, cavernous sound to it, yes.
Yeah, true.
A professional.
Well, still Greg's awesome. Getting on doing sound over there, so he's got a good ear. So
we'll Black see flag. How it works out.
It's a brick
it's
building,
really, yeah,
big room. Now that it's just
it's not the sound
it's
guy.
The
it's the fact that it's a gigantic room
with no
with
acoustics.
Flat
right.
walls that have right. no. What they need to do is get a bunch of couches and nail them to the ceiling.
That would be fucking
really
pretty.
Cool.
It
would be so. It would
yeah,
look like you were
cool.
on the ceiling, like in the Lionel Richie video.
Okay.
Yeah,
and it would help with the sound tremendously.
We could have upside down lamps.
I'll bring that up at softball on Wednesday.
Acrobat ladies, yeah, and they'll hang upside down and look
dude,
like
that would
and
look
seriously,
pretty.
Seriously, I would do
and
it.
And especially
they come
like
down
on
and
corners.
Spin around and shit.
Oh,
put me
God,
up
I
there.
Love that.
Put me up there.
And yeah.
That's brilliant, Rick.
Crucify you
have to tell him that idea.
And it would be so cheap to fucking get, like, old throwaway couches and just nail them the fuck up there.
Yeah. Now if they do it, you can sue their ass, too.
You know. You drive down
copyright
any random
and
then
this day in history.
And then when they
that.
Fall on somebody, you can sue their ass then, too.
I can imagine a couch falling from the ceiling and crushing
oh
a couple
God,
people.
Oh, my God, dude.
That
that'd
suck.
Be insane.
That's like
yeah.
a
they'd have to be installed
nightmare.
By
yeah.
people who build
yeah.
fucking
yeah.
things.
Crazy shit
well,
like that.
Faith's dad's architect.
Stuff.
He could probably figure it out.
Lou would know what to do.
He wouldn't like let an unsafe All right, couch
let's,
fall from the ceiling.
Let's get away from couches falling. And
yeah. This segment brought to you by Jub Jubs.
Into
imagine
a
yourself
song
on the
brought
ceiling.
To you by Tempo. Yeah.
All right.
What's the name of this? Set this up for us, boys.
Well, this song really doesn't have a name.
It's the song with no name.
Yeah. We might not put it on the album, but
God, what pretentious fucking hipsters.
You call it whatever you want to call it.
Speak it's called
Oh my God,
you
that's
call it.
So art fact.
I tried to be a hipster. Didn't work out, man.
Whatever. My music is
Oh wait, you know
names.
How you know how the hipster got third degree burns all over his mouth and throat?
Instagram?
No, he drank boiling water before it was cool.
The Instagram punchline was funny.
Misha,
funnier.
Are you even back there?
Yeah, I'm sleeping.
All right, call.
I miss you, Misha.
Play a song.
Miss you too.
Right,
let's
do it.
Do
it. Let's do it.
He misses. Thank you.
happy just to have you once again. I'll be happy again just to be the fool. But still it's over, the sounds of yesterday. There's still a melody.
You guys are the second favorite band of mine that Adam's in.
What? Cool. Wait. Nice.
Dude, what about Sounds of Yesterday? That's a good name for that.
All right.
That's the obvious title name.
Well, why wouldn't you go for the obvious title? I mean,
because you want to be arty. And that, I think that should be called Green Car.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Last Night.
Yeah, existential weirdos.
Bloody Spatula.
Yes.
Scrambled Eggs.
Steak Mouth.
Sooner Than Now.
We get into that though. It's fun.
Fans of NASCAR.
Now there you go. I'm actually on board for that one. That's pretty cool.
Fuck you,
Friends
Nick.
Of NASCAR.
That sounds like a funny band name, like actually, too.
Friends of NASCAR. Right. We're a peaceful organization. Friends of NASCAR.
Yeah, well, everybody, how are you doing today? Today
we like talking about
together.
Cams and pistons and horsepower
and tires.
Do you like
it?
Just
baffles
steering wheel turns.
The rock historians in the future, and they're just all that band tempo song. Fans of NASCAR, I don't understand quite.
I believe it's an alliterary reference to the circular, single-minded thought process of the American society and downfall of children and water and
changed the world for generations to
so forth and so on. And then they arose out of the ashes and ruled the world
And yet the song related in no way to the name of the song.
Yeah, in fact, those guys didn't even like NASCAR.
And it was strange that NASCAR bought the rights to that song and became multimillionaires.
People are always trying to find some ridiculous meaning in every song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is so obtuse.
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
What are these lyrics about? What was the artist really thinking?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just enjoy it.
I need to make a buck, or oh my God, I'm really high.
Yeah, exactly.
If I squint this eye and open the other one halfway, it looks just like my mom.
Whoa.
Damn.
It is getting obtuse.
That sounds hot.
Hey, who turned off what? What was that?
It's Adam's amp, and it makes hella noise.
Oh, okay.
And so I just killed it.
Adam's amp.
Adam's amp.
That's a great name.
That was
name.
My favorite band in the 80s.
Adam's amp.
Adam and the
Goody
Amps.
Two, goody two,
goody two, goody goody two shoes. Don't drink, don't smoke. Suck a lot of dick. Don't drink, don't smoke.
Did you ever see that?
Tag it.
You ever see that World Gone Wild where Adam Ant ran a church of Charles Manson in the post-apocalyptic wasteland?
It's like a made-up story.
Also starring Bruce Dern and the guy from Eddie and the Cruisers.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I want it really
awesome
bad.
Movie.
Charlie
World
Sheen?
Gone Wild. World Gone Wild.
Hmm.
Not Charlie Sheen, no.
You said Eddie and the Cruisers, didn't you?
Yeah, that was not Charlie Sheen.
No, that was.
It's the guy who was also in Philadelphia
Beaver
Experiment
Brown Band
and Battlestar Galactica as Tom Zarek's buddy who gets shot on the planet.
Yeah,
I
don't know that
seen
shit.
The
in the new one,
Battle yeah, Star the new
Galactica
one.
Oh, he's in Battlestar.
Yeah, totally.
Huh.
Yeah, he was in. Yeah, like for most of a season.
Far out. I love that show.
Hell yeah.
Totally. What do you guys watch on TV, Tempo?
nice
like
follow-up, Nick.
I actually like to watch this movie network. It's on the non-cable stations, you know, the the digital stations that you get for free. 2.1, 4.2
is this 5.2
this movie network. They play all kinds of old shit.
BG and the Bear.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of Netflix. My girlfriend has Netflix. So
Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
I don't have TV.
Yeah.
Good for you, son.
Yeah, Misha.
Netflix is
Misha, did you have TV
awesome.
Growing up?
Stay off drugs.
Never.
Never? Really?
Misha doesn't
this
do
is
drugs,
it.
Dude. He doesn't watch TV.
Stay off
do
the
drugs.
Drug of TV. Yeah. Like, for real.
That's true. Go outside and fucking play Frisbee.
I mean, do heroin all you want, but don't watch TV.
For real.
That's what
they did. The devil.
Man.
Yeah. That's what he did.
I like TV better than heroin.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Heroin's gross.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do TV's, heroin, but I watch TV today.
By no means was I advocating anybody using heroin.
I like TV better.
Hey, man, to each their own. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I got your back. Yeah, if you guys want to do heroin, fuck it.
It's your choice. Just don't think you can crash on my couch.
Don't watch TV while you're doing
handle your shit, dude. Whatever drugs you're going to do, handle your shit.
And don't watch TV while you're doing
it. It's
them.
Not passing out if you make it to your own home. What?
Anyways.
That's correct, isn't it? Hey, let's call a band.
Oh, a little follow-up from last week.
Yeah, we're going to call Lost in Society, who went and played punk rock bowling this past weekend down in the Las Vegas area.
With fucking how many bands do we remember that he said they were going to play with?
Like the Descendants.
Fuck, there was like a bunch of rad ones too.
Yeah. Let's ask him.
Hopefully he'll remember. We told him to get good stories.
He got hooked up with Youth Brigade.
He doesn't know we're calling, so he could be like stoned and jacking off.
Yeah, he said he's
getting
wasted.
You ever get a call like when you're jacking off?
If he doesn't answer, leave a message.
Yeah, it's just have you ever answered the call when you've got
one? Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, what's going on, man? What are you doing? I'm just jerking off.
Hello.
Call has been forwarded to an automated
booyah.
Fuck that bitch.
Eight.
La 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 la
not available.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message. Okay. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Zach, it's Rory from the Worst Little Podcast giving you a call here. Just calling for an update how
call
your weekend was at Punk Rock Bowling.
If you get this
Las
message
Vegas.
In the next hour, call us back.
If you get this message in the next hour, give us a call back. It's currently 8:10 Pacific Standard Time. Lots of love. Wish you well. Hope you have a good time on the road.
Tell them to listen this week.
And listen this week, because, you know.
It's going to be rad.
We're going to not talk to you on this week. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be fucking rad.
Man, that's the first time in 3 weeks we haven't talked to that guy. I feel weird.
No, we just talked to him last week.
We talked to him once.
No,
week.
The week before that, we
they
talked
really
to
nice
those
guys.
Other dudes.
They said they were going to call. We should call back because they were going to be partying on the day after they played the show. So
fucking.
It would be funny.
Vampires are in Europe
so
right now. How come we don't keep in touch with
those
guys anymore?
So. I know we should call Vampires in Europe, man. They're having a ball over there.
They're in Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been in Italy and cool. France and all kinds of rad places.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, fuck.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah, I'm going to call Chris Fox right now.
Oh, let's do it.
Is Chris Fox the singer?
It's like 5 o'clock in the morning
one
there.
One of them.
Yeah.
They all sing.
One of those guys gave me a pick one time.
Oh, that's right. It's early over there.
Pretty cool.
They're probably partying now in France or whatever.
Yeah, and they're so loud. Dude. They deserve to be woken up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Man, I want to go to France.
Do not have either Dave or Chris's phone number.
Oh, that was
shit.
Anticlimactic.
That was a podcast fail.
Sorry.
He just
I'm Facebook friends with them.
I doubt they're listening, but if you guys, fellas, do, give us a call.
Well, let's call your mom, right?
Oh,
she's probably down.
I might. Let me see.
Listeners, hang in there.
I have
stuff
a phone
is going to happen.
I have a phone number for Vampirates.
Call them.
Call it, dude. See what the fuck happens.
See what you get.
I want to know.
Who knows? This might not even be their phone number anymore.
It just goes to their crypt.
While we have this downtime, could you have Nate get me a beer out of the garage, please?
What a good
idea. I, too, will take
one.
Make it two. Make it three.
I would like
me
a
too,
beer
me
as
too,
well.
Me too,
make it four.
Me too, me too, me too.
Make it five.
Just bring the
it does sound like
pack.
It's calling overseas.
Cool. Dude. Dude,
it's like
a Pink Floyd album.
Fuck them with hella roaming charges,
isn't it? Dude.
Hello.
This
is the United States calling.
Hello. No one can get to the phone right now, so for your convenience, your call is being answered automatically.
At the tone, please record your message.
That was the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Press 1 for more options.
Wow. Who was that?
Hello, this is Rory from The Worst Little Podcast calling. If Chris or Dave could give us a call back, that would be greatly appreciated.
And we're recording every Monday.
Good day.
That was awesome, dude. Their message machine is pretty fucking cool. Man.
We're going to make them waste roaming charges on that fucking
like
message.
The guy that played Darth Vader, right?
That voice. James
Lou Diamond Earl Phillips.
Jones. Yes, it was. Lou Diamond.
It's good to have you back, sir. You're funny as fuck. All right. That's music again?
Music again.
Yeah, let's do another musical break.
We're going to do a song?
Get some
that
beers.
That whole break sucked.
I really want
it. And it's like your fault because Rick is a motherfucking faggot.
I think we got beer coming, though. You guys want to take a break, right?
And, yeah. Mother faggot?
Here it comes.
Yeah. Rick, dude,
we're having microphone issues.
You domain.
Nate, you got to fix this.
Oh, no. Is Nate fixing it?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, prima donnas of the local stage, I give you Tempo.
Turn that clockwise. Like a clock would turn.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Clockwise like a clock would turn.
You know what clockwise is.
Dildo. Okay, I guess we got it. Yeah. Thanks, Nate.
Out here in Sparks, our clocks go the other way.
Down in Australia.
Yes, exactly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tempo.
Yeah. All
right, yeah. Thanks for having us. Sounds cool to hang around.
Stick is kinda high when I feel. I take like a fool to be standing in the light. I guess it's up to you for me to stay here so easily. It was so strange. That my life was inside out. Well, here is where I stand. That arm's length away. I'm just standing in the rain. You feel it coming down. Heavy is the head. You feel that kind of crown. While you say we'll be right back.
song.
Sweet.
Cool. Thanks.
That's fun.
Yeah, you guys, like for a brand new band, you guys sound really fucking tight.
Oh, yeah, it's really polished.
She's a
yeah.
That's why it's still going. Like, the first day we practiced was just like everybody had chemistry. Like, we were playing and everything worked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lindsay Lyon.
Really good.
I've never played fucking with these guys before, and it just worked.
Sexually. So,
I didn't even know you play bass, dude.
Well, I'll play whatever has strings, you know, like guitars. Yeah, sure. In general, when I was a kid, I played violin and stuff. And
harp.
And guitar. I wish, harp. Dude. If I would have had a harp, I would have fucking played it.
Skin flute.
Skin flute.
No.
No, no strings.
I can never afford. I can never afford that. No, I'm just kidding.
Skin flute is priced a lot of you for.
That's not a stringed instrument, also.
Skin harp.
I played skin the recorder.
Yeah, those weren't sea monkeys you were getting.
And this guy in Hollywood made me suck it out of the tube.
How about like those little guitars or the
ukulele?
Like, Britney Straw, the uke.
Oh yeah, she plays the uke. Yeah, I've played around with them. I've never had one, so I've never spent any time on it. But if I had the instrument, I would.
You'd probably play it. Figure it out.
Yeah, like it's all music, you know. It's mm-hmm. just finding notes.
And, and even on the bass, your fingers like just dance across the frets and strings yeah. like a little spider. Yeah.
No, thank you for the compliment, sir.
Well, really, I mean that in a sense of right. awe. Is like, I can't do that shit.
No. You could if you put some yeah, time into it, though. Yeah, like when I was in high school, I'm 25 now. When I was in high school, I played bass for a band. I did vocals, but then I started.
And that
bass
was that old time period where you had nothing better to do with your life except yeah. play music for hours.
Yeah, and
on
all
end.
I did was play guitar after that band was over. And
I have better things to do with myself now.
Like your mom.
Shut up, Riku.
Oh my god.
And Springob's a bass player too. You're
yeah,
the bass
he's
player.
Dabble.
I like Kane's. To dabble.
Yeah.
Adam, he's, are you constantly thinking, God, I wish Glenn was better. This sucks.
Yeah, right. It blows me away.
No, okay, what I'm really enjoying about you in this, Adam, is I've heard you sing in other bands before, but it's like you've stepped up your singing to another level, like you're really taking command of it.
Cool. Yeah. Now you're the front yeah. guy.
Trying to get
you're like, yeah, Greg,
yeah.
whatever. I'm going to fucking shove you out of the way and do what I want with my own band.
There's a slightly
this
different.
This is what he says all the time.
All the
it's a completely
time.
Different project, though, really.
There's a slightly different vocal quality to the way you articulate your notes and stuff, and I'm enjoying it.
Cool, thanks.
Like,
yeah.
I like that. I like what you do with your mouth, too.
That, in a nutshell.
Come on, Rick. No, it is sounding really good, you guys. Seriously, that's pretty awesome.
Cool. I'm glad you guys like it.
It's good drinking music, I'd say. Good
really?
Kind of, a little bit.
Hopefully yeah. all the young yeah. teenagers will like it and yeah. buy our CD or whatever the fuck
throw
kids buy now.
At
cassette tape. Yeah. Yeah. I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
Chewy. Well, they haven't been around that long.
We already spent the money, dude. We spent the money already.
Sorry.
We have to come back on a later date.
On two hookers and an eight ball.
And
try
it out
next week.
That's all we could afford with it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God
they,
damn it.
They couldn't
these
even
days.
They couldn't even get the third hooker. Just two.
Two, so you did the whole Jew thing?
Did, oh,
okay, so,
aloha.
Stoner sounds. Dude, those guys are fat.
Dude, let's do the summer edition because the room's getting hot.
This awkward moment brought to you by Felix Danger.
Felix Danger.
Yeah. It's a good name.
Awesome man.
Good
man.
I'm working on the new Pinky Polansky album, and the lyrics are so fucking badass.
Shut up.
Really?
Cool.
Felix is so awesome.
He's a very intelligent man.
Oh, my God.
More Pinky.
Pinky Polansky?
Yes. Like, I totally relate to everything that he sings about. And you don't realize what he's saying when he's up there screaming on a live show, but when you hear it, like, in the recording, he's so articulate.
Felix is a very sharp writer. Yeah.
His
really
songs
is.
Have been stuck in my head all weekend. And you know when a song's stuck in your head and you don't mind? Mm-hmm. You're like, I wish I thought of those two lines for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Listen to the Liver Scars.
There's
too.
A bunch of bands like that.
Yeah, no, the Liver
we
Scars
are
awesome.
The Liver Scars. Oh wait, no.
That's the
yeah, that's true. Sometimes we are kind of dumb.
It's not even like so much the complexity of the lyrics either, just the way they're delivered. Like that adds the complexity. It could be the simplest things, but they.
He's probably
the most
a lot
sense,
more poetic
you know?
In Pinky than
cool. Who made who?
Well, who made
so much
you?
Who made
liquor,
you?
You
know?
Simple
everybody
words, deep meaning with attitude.
Yeah. Wow!
All right, do you want to get to the old timey music?
Get to the meat, yeah.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children and perverts of all persuasions, this is the worst little quiz in the world here on the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm going to ask you, members of the band, some obnoxious and arbitrary questions and then judge you subjectively and silently. Are you ready to play?
Woo!
Yeah.
I don't have
good luck
choice.
To you.
Hey, I'm fucking,
yeah.
It's live or die now.
You guys have been in this before, so you might be the first meat to get cut, or you might rise to the top of the pile.
What? Pile of what?
What? What's your first band t-shirt, Adam?
Ooh, good question.
Shit.
Steely Dan.
Band t-shirt with Steely Dan.
Faggot.
I think it's pretty cool, dude.
Steely Dan's not home.
Steely Dan was named after a dildo.
Zeppelin, you say?
So when I was a little kid, my dad gave me a Zeppelin.
It was a hand-me-down?
The wizard on it and shit.
No, what was it again? I'm sorry.
That Zeppelin with, like, the wizard and the
so-so
and
shit. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's
that's
the first
four,
one I remember.
Right? That's Zeppelin 4.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my favorite.
Pink Zeppelin was the name of it.
Pink Floyd?
Yeah. What?
So yes. We got Steely Dan.
First band t-shirt.
Yeah, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd?
With the with the
triangle,
pyramid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the
yeah. Dark Side of the Moon.
That's interesting.
What do they call that? That's a prism.
Prism.
A prism, yeah. Yeah. Prism
what
magic.
Not bad,
it's
Andy.
The,
my own prism.
What was the first album you ever bought?
With your own money.
Shit, man.
Backstreet Boys, yeah.
It was either
Backstreet Boys?
No. It was Nirvana or Sublime. I don't fucking remember which one.
Yeah, right, dude. You bought fucking
pop,
Now Volume 4.
That was really high, man.
Now Volume 4.
Well, that's...
That'd have been awesome. What about you,
for
Glenn?
It was either AC/DC Dirty Deeds. I got it from the warehouse in Sparks back in the day.
Oh, the TG now. I bought shit there, too.
Right. Dude, now it's, dude, I ate there the other day with my girl. I was like, what the fuck, dude? What? This is so weird.
I know the first time I went there, I was like, I bought my first Pet Shop Boys 12-inch right over there.
Dude. That's where my dad bought the iced tea Ryan Pace tape for me when I was in middle school.
It was either that, though, or it was Satellite by P.O.D. I was into P.O.D. in middle school, dude.
Let's go with AC/DC.
Yeah, that's about
well, everybody
answer,
knows
right?
Now, dude.
I think it was Nirvana, Nevermind.
Nevermind?
Yeah.
Damn.
Good album. That'll get a point or two. Trapped on a desert island, Misha. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you cannibalize first?
Oh shit! My lover,
your lover.
That was pretty deep.
He's a family
that was pretty
man.
Quick too. That was
damn
quick.
Mish.
Blood's
quick.
Probably my thicker. Mother.
Your mother.
I did barbecue her, dude. I'm the devil. Like,
are they all on the island with us at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are they going to see the cannibalization?
Right.
Well, they would.
And they're going to enjoy
theoretically, it. Theoretically, the other ones would.
Are they
join
also?
In.
Yeah. Are they going to be involved in it?
Yeah.
They're going to eat with
they're
me. So it'll be a feast of
decide.
My mom.
Yeah.
Right. Glenn is like, I hope she screams while it happens.
Yeah. Your lover and your brother and you'll all be digging in on your mom.
I'd have to eat my brother just to show him up, you know? I'd
be the last man.
You think you're somebody? Guess who just got
battle to the death with your brother? Who's the better son? Speaking of food, what would you want your last meal on earth to be?
My mother, no.
Shit, lamb.
Gross.
Rack of lamb.
Rack of lamb. Yeah. Excellent answer.
Nice.
Glenn.
No hesitation. Give him extra points for no hesitation.
I would say mashed potatoes with some country gravy.
Yeah.
And
off to a good start.
We're going to go with some nice buttery, like, green beans and vegetables, of course. Mm. And we're going to season salt all over the place. And, like, the finest cooked steak. You could get your
that was like a Happy Days dinner.
Sounds pretty good.
Like a ribeye or a New York strip
right now,
or a prime rib. What?
New York strip.
A New York strip.
Just keep going.
That sounds good.
Keep going, man.
Dude,
I'm Adam.
Fucking,
Adam, it's your turn.
Fuck, man. I'll make some cool breakfast food probably. I'd be into some breakfast food.
Breakfast for dinner.
Right.
Breakfast for death.
Bacon morning
eggs.
Man.
Breakfast for dinner.
Morning man. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
yeah,
let's
that'd be
see.
Cool.
Another question
eggs
here.
Eggs Benedict or something.
How often do you masturbate, Adam?
Oh, every, I mean, you know, every 10 minutes.
Chronic.
Yeah.
It's a real man's answer. Young boy's answer.
Pretty much whenever people are looking away, I'm probably masturbating.
Sure. I just want you to know I'm
bunch
not looking
monkeys.
Right
not
now.
Me, though,
I don't
right?
have to touch myself, though. I just can make it happen with my mind.
Not me, though, right?
Every Misha. 2 hours, yeah.
Every 2 hours. Wow.
It's time for me to go, actually.
Yeah, Mish.
Good. Let's see. When did you lose your virginity, Adam? How old were you?
Some stupid house party. Yes, a stupid house party.
Like 12, like 13?
Middle school. Like 13,
middle school.
13,
what was his name? Glenn?
Sweaty apartment bedroom when I was hot. 25.
Hey,
really? You held out that long?
Hold it out for the right dirty skank.
Yeah. I know, I was I was like 17.
Misha,
I think like 16, 17, somewhere in Ukraine, out of nowhere.
Or no, it was like in a bedroom.
Out in a park,
in
the park,
in the wilds,
in the woods,
somewhere
in the
woods,
in the alley.
Was it cold?
Yeah, very cold. Minus 40. Yeah,
cold.
Let's see. Who in all of history would you start a fist fight with, Adam?
All of history?
Yep.
Fuck. Wow. Do you have to win the fist fight?
No.
No.
Start.
You just have to begin it.
Right. Yeah. Who would you pick a fight with?
Russian president.
Putin? I gotta say, he will kick your
good
ass.
Answer,
yeah, he would.
But pussy would answer.
But it'd be worth it.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah. All right, that's a good answer.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
that's
tough.
I'm
not much of a
Glenn?
Are you much of a fight? I don't know, man. I only if I'm put in the situation and I have no choice.
I think your girlfriend
probably would fight.
Your girlfriend?
No, dude. She's no.
She
she's got some guns, dude.
Ass.
She's got guns, dude. Like she hits hard.
And she literally has guns too.
Yeah, like 357.
She literally has guns. She's a stoner with guns.
Fuck with me, motherfucker.
I hope she doesn't hear this. Shoot my ass, my dude. Yeah, probably.
Well, the two of you are this close to needing to turn in your man cards right now.
Bro. Aw, bro. I don't know,
Roy.
Who I would fight. Probably Merlin. Is he real? I'm just kidding.
Merlin
the
magician.
Are you joking? Counts.
Well,
you can't prove he didn't.
You could have a wizard fight
with
him. That'd be cool.
You know who I'd fight? Probably King James. Probably King James.
Ooh. Okay.
I heard
right.
He was a faggot.
It doesn't mean he ain't tough.
Do you think everybody's gay?
I do not.
It's transference.
It's not a reason to fight people either. Just
wait, yeah,
faggot.
Merlin's a wizard. He'd fucking just turn me into a toad.
So you know
step
Merlin
on me.
Was a fucking homo.
When cruising the internet,
wait, wait, wait.
Pages.
What
he's
was
a complex
his answer?
Character.
Oh, he pushed out. He gets 0 points.
Oh, no.
Adam.
Seriously, fight no Greg.
Punch
fight
Opal Greg.
Right
in
Minnie,
the face.
Minnie Morrison, punch him in the face.
Okay, Gandhi. Next question.
Misha. When searching the internet for inspiration, as it were, what are your favorite keywords?
Shit.
Big boobs,
shit.
Latin chicks,
ass.
Shit.
Ass.
Ass.
Big ass.
Big ass.
Big
ass.
Ass.
Word up.
Black girls? No.
The blackest.
Yeah.
Big heart broiled.
Big black ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Purple vag.
Glenn.
Next. I don't know, man. There's like those fucking ones where the taxi guy picks up the bitch and like, and he's like,
"Oh,
he's
bang
like,
bus.
Oh, no, it's in a taxi,
nice.
Like London
taxi
or something."
Ones. Yeah,
and he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And he's like,
and
well,
he just talks him into it.
If you can't pay me, love, we're gonna have to make out a deal. you can suck my cock, and I'll let you off the cab fare. And then he like, if they're not into it, he'll offer them money.
It's not a keyword.
Is that your Rastafarian accent?
It's not
accent?
A keyword.
How is
did
English?
That sound Rastafarian?
He said beer can.
Sounded kind of cockney. Cockney.
You're going to have to suck my cock, baby.
Cock
suck
bay.
Me cock.
What keyword would you search for that?
taxi.
I just find it.
Taxi sex.
British taxi. I never really sex. Type. Yeah, you could type. Probably type in taxi.
I'm going to try
fuck,
that later.
Taxi bone, whatever.
Start typing stuff. The government follows that shit.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they follow
what,
it.
Really? To what purpose? Oh, well, this guy's into taxi sex. Might
we
be
need
a
to look out for these guys.
He's looking up guitar tabs and taxi porn.
Now, I don't read tabs.
Just taxi porn.
Adam,
use the internet for anything.
Adam,
else.
What do you? How do you? What do you look for on the web when it comes to your romantic interests?
Well, I'm still
your solo romantic adventures.
I'm still hooked on that goddess bunny.
Goddess bunny?
Yeah.
That was goddess bunny.
No idea what that.
What is that?
You guys ever seen that?
You're
Look it up, Rick.
Is this like?
I feel like a bag
sex?
Of sand.
No, he's all like, saying, like, you know.
You guys never seen that?
Blue
waffle. I've never heard of that. What is shit?
Not blue waffle.
All right, after the quiz, we got to check that shit out.
It's fun.
Goddess right. Bunny.
This Goddess is Bunny.
This
is fun.
This isn't like a
Or should
party,
we check it out alone?
No,
well,
no
you guys
we
got smartphones, right?
Is it like cake farts?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we should check it out, definitely.
Cake farts? No, dude.
Everybody should check it out.
Yeah, cake farts.
I think that's hilarious that people are super into that, dude.
And meatloaf farts. Yeah.
I don't get it.
What the fuck are you
meatloaf already smells weird.
It is funny.
Anyway. Oh, pleasure bunny. Is that what you meant?
No, no, goddess bunny.
Did I enter goddess bunny on Pornhub? Nothing.
God
came
is or goddess.
Just Google it.
I'm gonna go Pornhub's way behind the times, Rick.
Okay, everybody at home, go Google it, too.
Go Google it with us right now.
In front of your parents.
We got, like, at least 12 people Googling this shit right now.
Maybe God 10 on a bad week.
In the future. Our future.
God is bunny.
Their recent past.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Saith the homosexual man.
What is she? Holy shit.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah, that's really disturbing.
What the fuck is going on?
She's got like T-Rex arms and a giant head. This is so bizarre.
Are you kidding
me? Oh my
me?
God, Adam. I didn't think you could get weirder in my head. And you just did it. Damn, dude.
Blue.
I guess I'm
Holy
still
crap.
Dogwater dicks mine, which isn't...
Yeah,
oh
it's hard, just hard to blow. Dude,
I don't think mine. I'm ever going to get hard again.
Wow. I'm going to...
Wow. That is really disturbing.
My phone, I think.
You
oh
got
my
viruses,
God! Look at that, Nate.
Just think about it.
Nate, what does Nate think about
it? God.
Yeah, Nate can get on microphone for his reaction here.
I didn't even want to see it. I just want to like keep it in my head what I'm picturing.
It's terrifying.
A Tyrannosaurus arms, T-Rex arms.
That's awful.
Everybody's leaving the room right now.
Fuck.
He's throwing up.
It's starting to smell weird in here.
Is Nick getting weirded out? It's not pulling up on my phone.
Misha's over here wiggling his foot. He's like, oh, dude. Don't be nervous, Misha. It's just Goddess Bunny, baby.
All right, we're going to jump to the rapid.
We're
going to jump to the rapid fire portion of the quiz.
Some Memorial Day tradition.
She's kind of.
So, Memorial Day, we'll start off with ice cream or popsicles.
With me?
Adam, like ice cream or popsicles? Pick
ice
one,
cream,
real fast.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Shit, yeah, you know what to get us.
Beer or dogs?
Oh,
or excuse me, yeah, beer dogs. Or dogs?
Like hot dogs?
Yeah, beer or hot dogs?
Hot dogs, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like hot beer. Beer, give me beer.
Beer. For my health, probably going to pick beer.
What do you care about your health?
Yeah,
hamburgers
don't know.
Or hot dogs?
I kind of care.
Hamburgers.
Hamburger.
Not hate.
No, cheeseburger, dogs, motherfucker.
Cheeseburger. No
Throw
Coke.
A cheese slice on there.
Well,
I can't eat just a burger.
T-Rex or Brontosaurus?
Shit, I'm a T-Rex guy.
He's obviously a T-Rex man.
No, dude. Brontosaurus is pretty gnarly. You could fucking fuck some shit up.
Yeah,
if
Brontosaurus
you
doesn't look like a tard, by the way.
You vegetarian fucking...
Vegetarian. You swing that tail around?
Did you already start rapid fire?
Yes, we did.
What about Mish? T-Rex?
T-Rex. It's easy to pronounce.
I like your answer.
Damn. I wanted to ask you a pre-question, though. Who's the most famous person you met and who is the most interesting? Go.
Famous?
Yeah.
Drag.
Shit, dude. This is fuck, man.
GT Omar.
Nick Ramirez?
Well, shit. Most famous person I met?
Yeah.
I never met no famous people.
You never like got backstage or went to a fucking book signing or anything? No?
Nobody famous.
Okay. Well, you're a very young dude, so that's acceptable. Glenn?
I met Woody Harrelson
when
I was 7.
There you go.
What rad.
Smoke weed with him?
No, I was seven. It's funny that I was so young and dumb. I had no idea what was going on, but that's exactly why he was there. It was this big like castle mansion in Los Angeles, and like my aunt and uncle just picked me up from the airport because I used to go up there every summer, and we ended up at this like castle-esque mansion place up in, you know, the hills behind Hollywood. Wow. And fucking, I was out on the balcony, right? And I'm like, just being a seven-year-old, not knowing what the fuck's going on because everybody's way older than me. Turned around and I looked through the glass door, and there's this big dude. Like, I was seven, so obviously he seemed very big. And like, he's standing there, buzz cut and shit, and turns around really slow, and he's just this big-ass grin on his face, dude. I was like, wait a minute. Who the fuck is that guy? I'm like seven, wondering who this guy was. Like, shit, that's fucking Woody Harrelson, you know? Like, crazy. Because I'd seen, like, Kingpin when I was, like, really young kid. I think I was seven, so it was, like, probably...
Excellent movie, by the way.
98. Oh, dude.
Yeah, basically, they come to Reno.
Genius. Right. Yeah. Oh, rad, yeah. Right. They're at the bowling stadium, and fucking Bill Murray's hair is unraveling and shit. It's, like, down to the floor somehow. It's like,
Randy Quaid in that shit, too.
Yeah, Randy Quaid, dude, plays Ishmael.
The Amish dude.
Look out, everybody. There's a giant shit cloud coming.
I would say that qualifies for most famous and most interesting, probably.
Yeah, well, Randy, I didn't have a conversation with him, but yeah, I met him.
Do you have an interesting one? Another one?
Man.
Let's hear about your celebrity meeting.
Do we get one for Misha while I was under?
No, not yet.
Let's
get Misha's thing, and then we'll come back around.
Do you guys know Ben Finch? It's some like
Ben Finch.
Ben Finch sounds familiar.
So musician.
See a goalie for the Bruins.
I went to their show and I lied to them that I flew from Ukraine
to
see them.
The band. Okay.
And like we hang out for 38 minutes because it was like, hey, guys came from Ukraine to check us out, but we didn't came to from Ukraine. We was just in town, you know. Uh-huh. So we hang out for like 30 minutes. And they was excited. So it was cool.
Dude, now the most famous person I've met is Misha. He was a professional soccer player at one point, he told me.
Ooh. Is that true?
Yeah.
Misha, that's really hot. That should get you a lot of tail.
Misha has an accent. He doesn't have to worry about anything.
Do you turn up the accent when you're talking to girls?
Yeah.
Misha's smart, dude.
That's a good play.
I'm impressed. All right. Then what Adam never told us his most interesting person, though. There's got to be somebody.
Adam doesn't have a lot of interesting things to say. He's put all of his effort into being pretty.
Right.
Playing the most interesting singing good.
The most interesting person Adam ever met was Adam.
Honestly, no, my grandpa is probably the most interesting individual.
Okay.
Talks a lot.
Is he good looking?
Nice. He's like 85 years old. Nice.
Did you already do Elvis or Beatles?
No. Elvis or the Beatles.
With what, though?
Just pick Elvis or the Beatles.
Oh, I'm on a fence.
To fix your car.
She said 50-50, okay.
The Beatles, man.
The Beatles would fix a car way better.
I'm not a big Elvis fan.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
I respect him.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
Greg Allman.
Who's your favorite Beatle?
John Bon Jovi.
And yours?
Lennon.
I love the Beatles.
So they've had so many people in their band in their long and storied career.
Yeah.
So many members.
More than Kiss.
Rufus. Or was it Rufus? No.
Yeah,
was it?
Tyrone.
Tyrone.
Yeah. Yeah. The fifth Beatle.
Hey, Darrell.
Yeah.
Darrell, was it
Darrell? Darrell, dude. Darrell.
Okay.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he's the 17th Beatle.
Say you, say me.
Those were rough years.
Do you like Star Wars or Star Trek better?
Star Wars.
I'm going to go Star Wars as well.
I never watched Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, you don't look at TV or movies or any of that shit.
Only heroin, yeah?
Do you like... So, heroin or meth?
Heroin, yes.
Probably heroin. I don't want to do any meth, dude.
Yes, please.
You mean I got to choose?
I just mix them together.
Heroin.
Boom.
Methawin.
I'm sorry I asked that question. It made me feel gross.
Methawin.
Methawin, man.
Chew, you got any rapid fires?
Oh, would you rather?
Oh, AIDS or cancer?
AIDS or cancer.
Oh, shit.
AIDS. Probably cancer. You can still have sex when you're.
Wait, that's the
cancer.
First thing you said.
Adam,
sex.
Adam, age of cancer.
Yeah. Do I get to pick the kind of cancer?
No. You don't get to pick the kind of AIDS.
You get to pick the kind of AIDS.
Moving along.
It's butt sex. Moving
along. Blind or deaf?
Yeah.
Blind or deaf, Misha?
Fuck. Blind.
Deaf. Blind? Wait.
The fuck, man?
Gay or ginger?
Would you rather be... He's a thrill seeker.
Gay.
Gay?
Ginger? Faggot. Dude, what? Dude, gingers homophobe. Are going extinct.
You would rather represent... gay. Anything but ginger.
What? Gingers are going extinct, bro.
I love redheads.
ABG. Anything but ginger.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Ginger hunter.
Probably fuck beat up. Dude. I'd rather be beat up than arrested.
I've probably
sure.
been arrested more times than I've been beat up, so I'd rather probably be beat up.
Mess up your pretty face, right? I don't want
if
that.
Arrested.
No touching
in
of the hair
USA
or face.
Arrested.
Exactly.
If beat up. Very.
That is a very different different question.
Misha's going with arrested. Okay.
Arrested in the Ukraine or beat up?
Arrested in Ukraine, it is beat up.
Yes. Ding.
Damn it.
Yeah, that just definitely gets a ding.
Would you go with, like, Tolstoy or Mad Magazine?
Oh, Mad Magazine, all the way.
What was the first one?
Tolstoy. I'm just being
real. Nick trying to get smart here.
Mad Magazine.
Probably. Yeah. No,
Tolstoy.
I don't know what that is, dude.
Mad Magazine is tight.
I know it. Yeah,
have
I love
you ever,
Mad Magazine, but...
Okay, is every... Who has tattoos? Go.
Yeah, I can't afford tattoos.
No. Tattoos, yay or nay?
No, not right now.
Yes.
Oh, okay, what? You have a tattoo?
The bad boy of the band.
Misha.
Oh, that's right. You don't have a tattoo?
I want to get some. That's
right. I'll give you one right now.
I have some ideas and stuff.
I don't
like,
have a tattoo. Wait, what?
I want to design my own, though, so...
You know, we were really cool. You know what we were talking about earlier with the... that helps.
Well, having tattoos?
Never mind.
No. Oh, piercings?
Giving head, you'll get tattoos. Yeah. If he
sucks
some dick, that's all.
Oh, you get free tattoos if you suck dick?
Yeah.
Where is that at? I want to go.
Pretty much free anything if you do that. Right?
Bar Boulevard.
Rick, please isolate
gross,
that
man.
Exchange.
Jesus Christ.
Now, what's the address at that point?
I'm going to come back there.
But you can't get anything for, like... Eating a girl out, though, right?
No.
They don't want to
get
you. That's your gift.
Herpes.
You can't make
money. Well, you better be fucking careful.
Simplex 10.
If you don't eat pussy that doesn't have herpes. What? Wait a minute. What's the analogy?
Rick, also isolate that.
Yes!
Yeah!
This
guy. This
all right. I think that brings our quiz to a screeching halt.
Yeah. All right,
thanks for playing, guys.
With a score of 35.5 points, Adam comes in last place here.
Last is first.
Glenn,
possibly on the quiz.
Glenn had a good showing with 1,042, but Misha knocked it out of the park with 2,250 points.
Shit.
Congratulations, Misha.
Damn.
You'll win some stickers.
You'll
it's
because
he's got an accent, dude. It's not fair. I'm just kidding.
You're just a skate punk from Reno. I don't care about it. He's glamorous man. Soccer player in a band in Reno.
Ex-soccer player, retired.
Across the world from where he grew up on a traveling adventure that the likes of you could only dream
you know
of.
What?
He scoffs TV.
Hey, but put, you know, what if
thank
we had
guys.
Been switched?
He likes thank you, guys.
Yeah. What if we had been switched?
Dude, you pulled a gnar ollie over at like the bank the other day.
Chaw.
You skater, man?
Yeah.
Glenn's a skater?
I've been skating.
Oh, yeah.
I've been skateboarding for about 15 years.
Rad, dude.
And there's a lot of good photos of him up online. Kyle Vollen does work with the skaters in town.
He's not any good, but he does it.
good enough. I have sponsors.
You know, Colin Sick and shit?
Oh, yeah. I know Colin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he knows all those skate dudes that we know.
They all know me. Rad, I know them. We're all
shout
buddies.
Shout out to skate dudes.
Skate gnar, drink beer, shred gnar, raise the gnar bar.
Gnar bar.
We don't have barbecues, we have gnarbecues.
Wow. That's awesome.
Thank you, everybody.
Whatever.
So we're ready for, let's do a double shot this time since we got
two songs.
Set up and everything.
Two think, songs.
Greg? All right, two songs then. Misha, get the hell out of here.
Mish.
Back
good
to
seeing
the
you.
Drums with you.
Mish is too cool, man.
It's good meeting you. Now back into the drum mines. Oh, are you going
to
play a song that doesn't suck for us here?
Try to.
Probably not.
That's too bad.
You better get used to it.
Try not to. Oh, shit. Well, don't fuck it up.
four.
Wow, Adam's just going to break shit. Here live on the Worst Little Podcast.
Turn on his amp.
Hey. Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Skitty-boom. It goes like.
Yes, the song of my people. That's the song of my people. Do 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 do.
That changed it up.
Here's a little Barry White circus for all you ladies out there that's got a thing for clowns. Men with white faces and big noses. That's right. Have you here under the pavilion next to the calliope? Why don't you lay down with me? You see, I've got the biggest shoes in this whole big top. And when I pull out my handkerchief, it just doesn't stop. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we do a song. Is Nick coming in here? Nick's taking a break.
Nick is taking a dump.
Hey, let's do a brand new song.
Yeah, no, fuck Nick. Play some music.
Thank you.
Shake your ass.
Some funky shit.
It's fun.
Uncle Rick, let's listen to some more.
I think it's a good idea, Riku. You guys want to play another one?
Yeah, no.
Totes.
Yeah, no, everybody.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
You're my favorite.
That's right. Don't forget about it. Just kidding.
And it has nothing to do with the panel van that says free candy.
Exactly.
Oh, you got to admit that was kind of a gay song.
Chewy, come
I said
on.
That about an entirely different song
well, on
months ago.
Sorry, what was that, Chewy? Couldn't hear you.
I said that.
What? Hey, coming up in sports, we've got a report from Chewy. Chewy, how's the Jub Jub softball team going?
Oh, that's a good question.
Are they having a winning season?
No. Bad year so far.
Well,
we're 0-4. Softball team?
Yes, we
the
do.
The Drunken Monkeys.
The
drunken monkeys. Dropkick monkeys would be way cooler because you're playing.
That would be good.
That's real. PETA would protest.
Maybe if it
you.
Was a kickball.
0-4, but there's still a lot of softball to be played.
PETA.
They still have a shot for the playoffs this part of
we're
the
in a
season.
Four-team league, and the top three make the playoffs, so hopefully we can pull that shit
professional
off.
Professional shit right now?
Oh, yeah.
But you're currently sitting in last place. Is that not
that
correct?
That,
I don't see how we could not be in last place if we're 0-4. But I haven't looked at the standings.
Out of four teams.
No, one other team could suck that bad.
Yeah, one other team could be 0-4.
Only one.
It could be, then we'd be tied
like
for
how
that.
Cheerleading squads have to have the one fat girl on the squad.
The Spring Creek team has several.
Introducing Chewbacca, number 52. No, I don't even know what your number
I've
is.
I've met a lot 40. Of Chewies in my
40.
Life.
Number 40, Chewbacca.
Chew that Baca.
Keeping it good in the outfield.
I play first base.
There in the catcher's spot, we've got Chewbacca, number 27.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
Well, that's the problem. You should use a bat. All right. Are you boys ready to play some rock and roll for the kids today?
More music.
It's all we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce you your newest, favoritest band, Tempo.
Ooh. Hey, thanks for having us down.
Yeah, thanks, man. Stoked.
This song's called Ain't So Bad.
Sometimes it is so fierce. Even the other times, it never seems to last. Line one boss, at least in that California sin. I guess it's true, they make a new play. Thank you.
Well, how about that? Fantastic, boys. Ain't so bad, ain't so good either. How about that? Am I right?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It hurts, like, man. It hurt my ears.
Overrated.
That was a fine, dandy little tune there, my boy.
He's got the gnarliest blister on my throat.
So where can people find you guys on the interwebs? Do you have a Facebook page?
Tempo NV.
Tempo NV. Do you have any sort of Bandcamp or that stuff? Thank you, Misha.
The air is thick in this room.
The air is thick with the power of music and men.
We got a song called Desert Rose on YouTube.
It's going to make the rest of the house smell great.
Desert Rose, song called Desert
YouTube
Rose on the YouTube.
Song called YouTube. Where's my microphone?
Is there any other bands called Tempo? I mean, because it seems like a broad word. So
there isn't,
no?
Dude. We looked it up. First thing you do anytime you come up with a band name idea.
Wow. We are Tempo.
Cool.
You think, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Copyright
it. It's really weird.
Good.
Or register trademark. I don't know what you do, but.
I don't know, dude. Just
where are you guys going to be playing next here in town? Do you have any upcoming dates?
Right now, we just got Carson City in June 20th.
Where in Carson?
Plan B Macro Lounge.
Nice.
It's a very sexy little spot.
It's pretty rad, dude. It's a really cool little pad.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while now. Yeah.
Love
been
the
doing
Carson
well.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So please check that out. And if you're looking to book a band, I think Tempo's looking to play some dates.
Looking to book.
Well, I've got a busy couple weeks coming up here.
What's going on, dude?
What? Sure you do.
Rick, is it? Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it this coming week that we have the Jenny Pez special?
This Saturday at Jub Jub's, Jenny Pez is doing her big comedy.
Live comedy show.
And there's like three comics or two comics? I think three comics playing before her.
Yeah, to warm her up.
And we're recording her live album that night. So it would be great to have a huge crowd of people there making a lot of noise. Would be awesome, so... It's going to be fucking great, though. Jenny's funny as shit. And the guys she's picked to go with her are fucking hilarious fucking local Reno comics. Right. So if you want to come out and support the local comic scene, please, Jub Jub's on Saturday night. I think, what, doors open at like 7 or something, right?
Something like that.
Doors
I'm
open
not
at 6,
sure.
Show at
is
7.
Is there a cover charge?
It is $10. We want to, you know, let's support the Reno comedy scene. You know what I mean, you guys?
Come on. Okay.
They do it for free for us all the time. And we want to, like, it's something special, you know?
Bring their A game for that long of a set because $10, man.
Good Lord. Yeah. We're talking like 4 comics in a row.
I'm a stingy bastard.
I think everybody's
better be
got,
funny.
I think, you know, I could be mistaken.
It's only $2.50 per comic.
There is a cover. I'm not sure exactly how much.
Okay. Well, I myself will be appearing on the main stage over at Morris Burner Hotel for the Monsters and Elves show this coming weekend.
I will be on the second stage over there. So.
Excellent. Yeah. So,
how did you get main stage and I'm on second? That's some bullshit.
Because I'm the MC, bitch.
All right.
Hey, Rory's put in a lot of time working in this town, Nick, and
you're still
on your way
still
up.
A rook.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So I've got that, and then also this week we've been doing really well with our Indiegogo project for the Evil Dead the Musical fundraiser. Want to thank anybody out there who's listened, who's already donated to us, and if you haven't, please check us out on Indiegogo. That's Evil Dead the Musical, the Reno edition. Come throw us a dollar, and we'll send you a stick figure drawing of a zombie. Not kidding you. At larger amounts, you get cool shit like T-shirts or tickets to the show, special splatter zone seating, and that kind of thing. So please, check us out. It's going to be a fun show in October here. And then, coming up on the 14th, we're going to have a fundraiser at Jub Jub's, a big vaudeville show. Stay tuned for more details about that in just a couple more weeks. And then finally, on June 7th, I'll be appearing for a one-hour set in intermission at Tronix during a fetish and leather event.
Are you serious?
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Can I go with that to you?
Can we film it? Yeah, there's going to be from 5 to 6 on Saturday the 7th.
Far out.
The Reverend Rory Variety Show for one whole hour in the middle of this demo vendor showcase kind of thing. Like, there'll be instructionals and whipping and waxing and stuff like that.
Yeah, I want to be your hired boy.
And then I'm going to play music in the middle of this show.
All I hear is there's instructions for whipping and waxing.
Yeah.
What are we talking
about? It's a leather show, fetish show at Tronix in a couple weeks that I'll be playing an hour-long intermission in the middle of for no apparent reason except that.
Fuck it.
I'm down with the organizer.
Cash. Yeah.
Are you going to be wearing some leather and shit?
You're going to be wearing.
No, I'm just
going to
show up as
Reverend
Rory and rock that. I don't have that
outfit?
Kind. I mean, if they want to outfit me in something, I'll wear somebody's clothes.
They're going to want to outfit you in something.
Do you like it in your face?
Sweetie, what have we talked about?
Even I thought that was gay.
You just put one of those leather masks on, gimp masks on your face while you play, so you just try to sing through that.
Yeah, try to do the fucking Dead Milkman poem with a ball gag.
Oh,
God.
This
is brilliant. This is fucking high art, dude.
I've got a busy month coming up here, and then at the end of it, Riku's going to go to St. Louis for the summer.
What?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Nice.
So mad dash
party
till school's
time.
Out.
Rory's going to be living it up. Oh, but you have a beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah,
so
I have a girlfriend
like,
oh, really?
Who I'm previous years.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Rory was
you've come,
the man
you've become
about
steady
town.
With somebody, huh?
Yes,
I know.
I
we
have.
Keep expecting her to dump him,
which
but
one?
She just keeps showing up.
Is it? Have I met her?
She's a lovely lass who works a job in Reno. Yep.
She got a job. That's
good.
Hey,
job.
Man.
That's fucking day
one.
We'll talk about that off nice. The air. You know.
She could take home off a trailer hitch.
Riku,
sweetie.
Slurping.
Now, what have I told you about popsicles?
Oh my goodness.
Don't take any from Glenn.
I'm going to tell. I'm a mom.
Nick,
I probably made him out of cardboard.
Nick, what do you got
real.
Coming up here? Let's redirect. Nick, what do you have coming up? When's the Liver Scars playing?
I think the Liver Scars are waiting to get a gig in Tahoe with the Shames. We're hopefully going to be playing Whiskey
Dicks.
Oh, that
would be awesome.
Sounds like a good
towards
show.
Towards the end of June or something. Candy Shop, I have no idea. I think we want to play Sacramento next, if possible.
Oh, that, what a great idea.
Yeah, we'll go to Cheyenne.
Fucking Cheyenne
country.
Comes here. You guys should go to her.
Totally.
Yeah.
Hey, Chewy, what do you got coming up here?
Yeah. I'm just loving summertime.
Hey, Rick, you know. How about you? What's going on in your life?
Well, this has been a great show.
That sucks.
So, I really don't have nothing, though, so I don't mind you going ahead and throwing it to Rick.
I'm
doing
really
a lot of yard work and lounging in the hammock.
I don't really care about any of your lives.
Yes, obviously.
I just ask out of good form.
We're just here.
You just figure since you talk about what you're doing for 10 minutes, you might as well throw us a bone. We understand.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
I said that about something entirely different.
It's
also.
So funny because that was from Glenn's last show too. So
was it? Really?
Yeah, that was something. That
what
I
was
from
I?
That show.
What was I saying
I
that about?
Remember.
We were talking actually about Glenn getting his dick sucked by men because he played guitar, and then you said.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
What a way like to
live forever.
Like, the inflection of the question is like,
behind the curtain.
It's kind of weird.
Go to
I
prison.
I and nothing happened.
Go to prison to
was
become
that from
the
that
queen
show
bee.
Too?
No, that was a different one.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Oh boy.
Yeah, bet.
Wow. I apologize.
Boy, howdy.
I apologize for Chewy, ladies and gentlemen. And on that note, without any further ado, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Nick, Nathan, Rick, Nick, damn it, all of them.
Dogwater Dick,
Nate the intern, Tempo. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
But don't pay any attention to anything he says. He's a liar. Close-set eyes. They're always liars.
Dogwater Studios.
You got the screwiest uncle that ever stuck his puss inside our nut house.
No way!